I usually had my notebook there. I had questions ready for him. I told him before I asked him the question, I said, look, I don't want this to be an interview. Feel like an interview. He said, no. You can ask him whatever. I was like, are you sure? He said, yeah. I was like, okay. Blah, blah, blah. I was asking him questions, things that I want to learn about recovery, about off-season, about dealing with off the court, you know, stuff that take your attention away from basketball. And he was cool. It was amazing. I met his little daughter, Gigi. And I was there. I've never told nobody this. I told all my family. I was there 3 hours before him.
3 hours?
3 hours.
Before him?
Before.
What did he think of that?
He didn't know I was 3 hours before him. So when the workout was done, I told him, I beat you to the gym. He was like, haha, I don't think he got me. He understood what I was saying. So I repeat myself. I said, I beat you to the gym. And he said, haha, when were you here? I was like, 3 hours earlier. I got my shots up. Then I got some treatment. Then I got some shots up. Then I sat down again. I did some core work and stuff. And then he walked in. I was there earlier.
What was his response when you told him that?
Well, first of all, I think he tried to avoid what I told him. but he was just laughing. He's a cool guy. But this is like Kobe. I look up to Kobe Bryant, you know. And in my head, I gotta show him that I want him. I gotta show him that I'm not here. I'm not here to just mess around and say, I'll work out with you. I'm here because I want to be better. I want to be better. So it was amazing. It was amazing working.